Cheerio, Governor.
Yep. That happened. We're rolling with it. Hi! Welcome to Textual Tension. I am your co-host, Rachel, and every other week I jump in here and give you the what's what about what's going on in the Textual Tension universe. Hey guys, it's a Pridesmas miracle. I don't have any announcements today. Isn't that exciting? You don't have to hear me talk for that long. But there are a couple things I do need to hit. First, today's episode is a recommendation from a listener. And if you have an awesome book that you think would be great, or a terrible one if you want to watch us suffer, that you want to see us read and discuss, hey, hit us up on, like, all of our social media. We are Textual Tension Pod across all of the Twitstagrams and the Facebooks and the email at gmail.com. And, hey, we have a website, too, textualtensionpod@gmail.com. And we haven't mentioned it in a while. We got some merch over on TeePublic. There's a link on our website. Check that out, too. We don't have any new patrons this week, but, hey, if you guys want to go check us out over on Patreon, where you can hear all sorts of cool under the covers, which honestly have been so much fun lately, especially for this book. This book's under the covers is awesome, so all kinds of bonus content, and some free stuff that you can just download if you're so inclined. Head on over to patreon.com/textualtension. You cannot search for us, reminder, I say it all the time, but in case you're new here, we do adult content, so you can't search on Patreon. They don't like that. Just put in the URL, you'll find it. And hey, if you're not in a position to be able to do that, that's super 100% totally fine. But if you still want to support us, what you actually could do is just head on over to your favorite podcatching app and leave us a review and a rating. That would be really, really awesome. It actually really helps us get out to new people. And if you think that one of your friends would enjoy listening to us, maybe throw them a couple episodes. Maybe show them your favorite episode, because I know you have a favorite episode. I want to know what your favorite episode is. And I think that's it. Thank you, guys. I hope you're doing well. Hit us up if you want to talk about anything, even if you just want to talk. We're here for that, too. And I hope it's not too forward, but I love you. So yeah, here's episode 49. History has its eyes on you.
Oh, love, tearing me apart from the inside out so I can see.
Hello, and welcome to Textual Tension, a love-hate relationship with romance novels. I'm your co-host, Rachel.
And I'm your co-host, Margie.
Every other week, one of us reads and summarizes a romance novel for our unsuspecting co-host. Margie is listening in this week.
Hell yeah, I am!
And together, we unpack what the fuck
just happened.
Hang on, I want to try that one more time. We're going to do that one more time.
Why?
Just hang on. Hello, and welcome to Textual Tension, the podcast where Rachel reads the most adorable goddamn cinnamon roll book she's ever read in her life and tells Margie about it, and I'm so excited!
Oh my god.
I'm so pumped for today. I'm so excited. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Pridesmas in July.
Yay! Oh, are we going to be gay today, too?
Hell yeah, we're going to be gay.
Yay!
Nice. Is yours gay?
It's a little gay.
Yes! I like a little
just wait.
Perfect. Fabulous. Okay, so this book is a suggestion.
Yay!
It is a listener suggestion from Savannah, whom listeners have heard on this podcast several times. It was her first ever romance novel that she read. And I gotta say, she picked a winner. I'll go into why I wasn't sure about it when we, like, once you see the cover and stuff, but it is like, mwah. I'm so pumped. But I'm actually bought it. So
you bought it?
Well,
you paid money.
I did, and I'm glad I did. Because, so, it's relatively new.
Okay.
And they have, like, 10 copies on the, like, library's ebook thing, and all of them are booked for, like, a month and a half.
Wow.
So I just, like, fuck it and bought it.
Right.
Super worth it. All right. Okay. Here you go, Marge.
Oh my god! Yes! Okay, and I have a story about this one, too.
Do you?
Yes. So it's called, listener, it's Red, White, and Royal Blue by Casey McQuiston.
Uh-huh.
And it's adorable. It's a pink cover, and red is in red, white is in white, and royal blue is in royal blue, and it's just, like, two guys, leaning against the letters.
Have you read this one?
I have not read this one. Oh, so what I wanted to tell you was my brother and his boyfriend bought me romance novels for Christmas, and this was one of them.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't read it.
I know.
But also,
I know.
I'm glad you own it because it's so good. So good.
All right. All right. And so now I'm going to read the description. Oh my God. It's such a long description. Yeah. Okay. Strap in, listeners. First son, Alex Claremont Diaz, is the closest thing to a prince this side of the Atlantic. With his intrepid sister and the Veep's genius granddaughter, they're the White House trio, a beautiful millennial marketing strategy for his mother, President Ellen Claremont. Hell yeah, woman president!
Woo!
International socialite duties do have downsides, namely when photos of a confrontation with his longtime nemesis, Prince Henry, gotta imagine Prince Harry, at a royal wedding leaked to the tabloids and threatened American and British relations. The plan for damage control? Staging a fake friendship between the first son and the prince. Hey-oh. Alex is busy enough handling his mother's bloodthirsty opponents and his own political ambitions without an uptight royal slowing him down. But beneath Henry's Prince Charming veneer, there's a soft-hearted eccentric with a dry sense of humor and more than one ghost haunting him.
Mm-hmm.
As President Claremont kicks off her re-election bid, Alex finds himself hurtling into a secret relationship with Henry that could derail the campaign and upend two nations. And Henry throws everything into question for Alex, an impulsive, charming guy who thought he knew everything. What is worth the sacrifice? How do you do all the good you can do? And most importantly, how will history remember you? History has its eyes on you.
So, I, at first...
Rachel, I have a complaint. It's not gay enough.
It's pretty fucking gay, all right? It is, first of all, so gay, and representation is awesome.
Red, white, and gay.
Red, white, and, like, so gay. So gay. So, I was not sure about this book at first,
mm-hmm.
because, as I have made, no, like, I haven't hidden in any way from our beautiful listeners, anxiety is a bitch.
Yeah.
And I am very aware of my anxiety triggers, one of which is political shit.
Mm-hmm.
And another one is, I can't do cringe humor in any way.
Like, yeah, The Office is painful.
I can't do The Office.
Yeah.
I can't do anything even remotely close to that.
Right.
I just can't.
Right.
And this book starts... with politics and cringy humor.
Oh, good.
In, like, the first chapter.
Yay.
And I struggled with that first chapter.
Okay.
I was like, okay, but I'm going to do it because I love Savannah and I love our listeners and I'm going to do it.
Good for you.
So I did it.
Power
I got
through
this first chapter. And then they start actually interacting. And as soon as Alex and Henry start actually interacting, I was like, done. Sold. Absolutely here for this. 100%. And it just got better from there.
Oh, yay.
So... Lessons for listeners. Keep reading sometimes.
Yeah.
It really helps.
Yeah.
Okay, so triggers. Obviously, if you're like me and political shit gets you, it started that way. Gets better, like I said. I'm trying to think of other stuff. There's some, like, referenced sexual assault and LGBTQ, like...
homophobia?
Yeah, that would probably, yeah.
Homophobia,
that's a good way, yeah. Discrimination.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool!
Yeah.
Yay!
But I think that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, cool. All right. So let's get into it. I'm so excited.
Hey-oh.
Hey-oh. I have been looking forward to telling you about this book for like 2 weeks now. Since I finished reading it.
I know that feeling. I know it well. And listeners, we were going to record last weekend.
We were, but we then were both hungover.
We both texted each other and were like, I'm hungover.
Me too. And you know why I was hungover? Savannah.
I don't even have that as an excuse. I was just like, wine.
That's fair. All right. So, our two main characters.
Mm-hmm.
We have Alex. His full name's Alexander, named after Alexander Hamilton.
Hey, yes!
Yeah, Claremont Diaz. So he is the son of the President of the United States. He is, I'm going to say Mexican-American, because that's how they say it in the book. So
okay, cool.
Hopefully that's right. I don't know. Yeah. So he has, like, short curly hair. He is very handsome. Like, he's kind of like the poster child kind of mm-hmm. deal of, like, he's super smart. He's in the middle of his senior year, like, in college.
Finishing in college. Okay, yeah. That was my next question.
Yeah, college. And he's...
What's he studying?
He is studying... It is a government-related okay. thing.
I was just curious.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But so he's, like, super suave-looking. They don't do a lot. Like, they don't focus a lot on, besides, like, hair color. Like, they don't do the whole, like, amethyst eyes or whatever.
I do think that, I don't even want to say that that's outdated, but I think it is something that's kind of, like, falling into the
right.
background of doing the gemstone colored eyes. That right? was a very 80s 90s thing.
Yeah. It's way more like natural. Like okay. I don't need to know the color of everyone's eyes because like I can assume like he probably has brown eyes and I have a vision in my head of like this is what he looks
unless
like.
Unless kind of there's a super intense scene where like one love interest has like a knife against the other love interest throat and they're looking at each other like very like.
Are you speaking from experience?
So anyway, Rachel, tell me more.
Then we have Prince Henry.
Mm-hmm.
HRH, His Royal Highness.
His Royal Highness.
Henry. Henry actually doesn't really look like Harry that much. He has like sandy blonde hair. Okay, it's fine. It's fine. And again, like kind of, he's the prince, right?
Right.
Of course, he has to be attractive. Right. It is obligatory.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if he's not, then people think, oh, he has money, he's attractive. It's fine.
Well, yeah.
It's if you, fine. You
what was it that Lexi said? No, he has money. It doesn't matter what he looks like.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But so the Alex has kind of had his image cultivated as like the, like, you know, young American go-getter, like golden child kind of thing. So mm-hmm. like, you know, boy next door, but hardworking kind of deal. Henry is very much Prince Charming. Like, that is his media image. So those are, like, the two sides that they kind of portray.
Okay.
And I get the vibe that Alex's portrayal is, like in the media, is way closer to how he actually is.
Right? Okay.
Henry.
Okay. Okay.
We'll see. So, scene one.
Okay.
Meet Alex.
Okay.
This is where you get... So it starts out with Alex, hanging out in his room in the White House with his sister, Jean.
Okay.
I absolutely love this sibling dynamic that they have.
Aww.
It's so sweet and cute. Like, June, who is a journalist, she's older than Alex, she comes in carrying all of the tabloids that she can find for the day, and it's her, like, ritual of going through and finding, like, what'd you do? And, like, making fun of each other. So they're, like, hanging out, and you get a really good sense of, like, their banter and like how close they really are. They're really close siblings. So there's this, it mentioned in the description, there's the White House trio.
Mm-hmm.
So the daughter of the VP is the third person of the White House trio.
Oh, okay,
and
gotcha.
She's like a brilliant data analyst kind of deal.
Cool.
And so there's this like really funny scene where in one of the tabloids, there's like a tabloid about, oh, Alex and this chick whose name is totally escaping me right now, they were seen going into a hotel together. Oh my
oh
god.
No. And they know that Alex is gay, right?
No, he oh. Alex doesn't know he's gay at this point.
Oh.
Yeah. And also he's not gay. He's bi.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. But so June's like, "All right, fine." And hands him $20 cuz they were like had a bet of how long it was going to take. And he's like, or she's like, "You didn't do that on purpose, did you?" He's like, "No." Well, the daughter of the VP is definitely gay. And so they
okay.
like to go together into hotel rooms, drink wine together, and make loud moaning noises by the door for all the people watching.
Oh
listening.
My god.
Hysterical.
Oh my god.
I love these three people.
That also seems like, I get the drinking wine in a hotel room kind of thing. The moaning part seems like it would just get boring.
They're just like laughing about it and messing with people.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they have hooked up in the past.
But, oh, really?
Yeah, and then she's like, "Oh, but I'm gay." And he's like, "Okay, well, let's just hang out as friends now."
Yeah.
Aww, which is cool.
Yeah.
So the whole point of that is just to get this really good sense of, like, their relationship. And they're kind of sitting there planning the fact that they're about to go to the royal wedding.
Okay.
Right? So there's a royal wedding between Prince Philip and his lady, whatever.
What's her name? Shoot.
It's not the actual name.
I know. but that's who I'm going to be imagining.
That's fine.
Kate Middleton.
Yes, it's not Kate.
I know it's not Kate,
but... I think it's like Margaret or something like that.
Margie!
Margie. With Philip, you don't want to be married to Philip.
Oh, is he a douche canoe?
Yes, he is.
Aww.
But there is growth. So Alex does not want to go to the wedding. Okay. He really doesn't want to go to the wedding.
Okay.
Because he hates Henry, and he knows Henry's going to be there.
Oh!
He sees Henry as his rival, even though Henry, like, doesn't really acknowledge him. So it's, like, this one-sided rivalry that Alex has kind of built up in his head of, like, he's a dick, I've met him before, he's an asshole, and now I want to be, like, you know, it's his own little personal rivalry.
Does he want the attention that Henry gets?
No. He goes into it a little bit later, actually, and you kind of, like, he's very honest and open with his feelings about things, so I'm impressed by that.
Okay.
We'll get into that. But so at the royal wedding, Alex is drinking because he does not want to be there.
Right. And it's probably, like, bougie-ass champagne.
Oh, absolutely it is. And he looks over and he sees Henry at the cake table, and he's like, all right.
Oh, no! Don't do it, Alex! It's a trap!
So he gets up and he goes over, and it starts as a conversation, and it kind of escalates into, like, well, what's your problem? What's your problem? And then someone shoves somebody. Long story short, they both fall into the cake.
Ah!
And it gets caught on camera.
Okay. Yep. All right.
Also, it's a $75,000 cake.
That's so stupid. Who pays $75,000 for a cake?
Royalty.
I know, but it's still stupid, I don't have to like it.
Absolutely stupid.
Was it, like, gluten-free and vegan, too?
I better have been.
Better have fucking been.
Right? No, if I'm spending $75,000 for a cake, then it's iced in fucking, like, edible diamond shit, all right?
No, it's
I want to shit diamonds.
No, it's laced with LSD.
Sounds way better,
actually. That sounds way more
Let's
fun.
Let's do that.
You just get a really small cake, and at the very end of the night, you share it with, like, 8 people, and you're like, things are about to get weird.
That's not powdered sugar!
That's how you end the night.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Good night. Mm-hmm. So there is a huge publicity shitstorm after this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. At this point, we also meet Alex's and his mother's, publicity agent.
They're the same one? That poor woman?
Well, so
She's gotta be so busy.
She started with Alex's mom back when Alex's mom was, like, a senator or whatever.
Okay.
And, like, grew up, like, the kids grew up with her. So she's, like, the only one that they trust, really. Trust implicitly.
Okay.
Basically, it's her, and then there's 2 Secret Service guys, or one guy, one girl, who also are, like... they trust them.
Right.
If they are doing anything illicit, those are the people they're gonna trust with.
Okay, gotcha.
So we meet her, and she is, like, power woman. Constantly sucking down coffee and just like, okay, let's get shit done. Let's go, 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 go. Like, she's, like, on it.
Okay.
So she pulls him out of, like, you know, after all this fiasco goes down, she's like, all right, you, here's what the fuck is gonna happen, because I was up all night having meetings with people to try to figure this shit out, and you, turns out, have been Henry's best friend forever, and you're going to go pretend to be Henry's best friend, and you're going to England this weekend to pretend to be a bromance, and don't fuck this up, or I swear to God I will end you.
I love it. That is hilarious.
Oh, it's so good.
And my God.
He's, like, pissed about it. He's like, well, I have class on Monday. Sure, I have class. Like, it's only for the weekend. Suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah, right. You have, like, you must have a private jet. You'll be fine.
Oh, they do. Well, Right. It's only Air Force One of the presidents on it, but it's that...
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. That's true. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, which, can I just say, like, you and I both have been to London.
Yeah.
I would not want to do a weekend trip to London.
No. I mean, he can go wherever and whenever he pleases to anywhere. So
it's true.
It would be a little different for him.
But like,
jet lag's a bitch.
Well, right. And he shows up and then immediately has to go start doing things. Like, public appearances.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Yeah.
So hard.
Yeah.
Granted, this dude's like, I think 22. Alex is 22.
Well, also, he's not going to be able to do the things that you want to do in London when you're 22. Like, he can't go to, like, bars
he has, like,
and
that
pubs and
mystical 22 energy where you can just suck down coffee and go
forever.
Yeah.
Forever. Whoever is out there who's still 22, like, just use it.
I miss it.
Some days I still get it back.
Some days, but you hit 25 and your extended warranty ends, and
yeah.
It all goes downhill.
Well, it's mostly just because of your liver.
All right, so scene two. Alex goes to England.
Okay.
And it starts with, like, so he's picked up by Henry's, like, PR guy.
Okay.
And, like, handler is honestly the best way to put it.
Right.
And he's like, okay, you are going to go meet him at the stables because he just got out of polo practice.
Hell yeah.
And you're gonna pretend to be the bestest of friends. So,
hugging and all, yeah.
Very, like bro, kind of, yeah. Like, arm of the brah. Shoulder. Yeah,
right.
Bra.
Yeah, bra.
Yeah, bra. So it starts out with that, and, like, they're sitting there. Like, they're smiling for the cameras, like, they have right. press people here to take right. pictures, and they're smiling, and it's all like, this is fucking awful, isn't it? I know, I cannot wait till this weekend's over. Like, through their teeth, like... Well, you can go die in a fire. They both hate each other.
I love it. That is fucking hilarious. Okay,
it's so
okay.
good. And so they're like, they do that. And, like, Alex is staying in the palace, which is kind of crazy.
Right.
And they do have, like, a moment where, like, both of them have really bad sleep schedules. One, because obviously Alex has a bad sleep schedule anyway, and jet lag.
Okay.
And Henry just has insomnia. So, like, Alex is like, I want ice cream. And he goes to, like, the little kitchen to get ice cream. And Henry just walks out and is like, I was out of ice cream. So they, like, have ice cream. And it starts out like, maybe they're gonna, and they're like, no. And then they both leave. Like,
well, what, maybe they're gonna kiss?
No, maybe they're gonna, like, be friends. Or, like, have an actual,
yeah, right,
genuine
right.
interaction. And then they're like, no.
Oh my god, we're that's out. Such a dude bro thing.
Right?
Bruh.
Bruh. So the next day.
Crack open a cold one with the boy.
Right. Well, it was funny, like, in preparation for this, Alex's PR lady literally handed him a list of, you're gonna memorize this because it's everything you know about Henry. And it's like, shit, like, what's his favorite book? What's his favorite food? Like, all these, like, facts that he might be asked about in interviews about his best friend Henry. Like... And Henry got one about Alex, too. So they have, like, the, like, approved, you know, Henry loves, you know, like, meat pies and, like, shit like that. Which is literally, like, that's what his favorite food is.
Okay.
According, like, shit, like, and his favorite book is, like, this one. And, like a very approved classics. An
okay.
approved
okay.
prince kind of thing.
Right.
And so it's this first time you see, like, okay, but also Prince Henry... goes and gets ice cream at 3 a.m.
and can't sleep.
Right. Like, you start to actually see yeah. him. They have a interview in the morning where they pretend on live TV to be bestest friends. Henry's very uncomfortable in the spotlight, and Alex is just like, this guy! Which is great.
I love it!
And they, like, they end the weekend trip with going and reading to children in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So in, like, the cancer sec ward of the hospital.
Okay.
So they're going to leave, and Alex, like, gets a glimpse of Henry where Henry doesn't know Alex is watching, and mm-hmm. he's talking to this little girl about Star Wars. And, like, and Alex is like, he's a prince. He's not allowed to like Star Wars. He likes Star Wars? Like, I thought he had no emotions. And so they're going to leave, and there's a bang somewhere.
Oh, no!
And so Alex's, like, Secret Service shove them in a closet together and are like, stay here!
Oh, yeah. So, get back in the closet!
Right? So, they're, like, sitting there, like, Alex is sitting on top of Henry, like, basically.
Hey, yo!
Because they're shoved in the closet. And it starts with them, like, bickering, and then they basically get into a fight, like fist fight, in this closet.
Oh my god!
Until finally they're like, okay, this isn't helpful. And Henry's like, why do you hate me? And Alex is like, okay. One, because the first time I met you, you were a dick. And he's like,
okay.
Henry does not remember this.
Yeah,
he absolutely doesn't remember it. And then the second thing is, and this is where Alex kind of breaks down, like, really why he doesn't like Henry and why he kind of has created this mm-hmm. rivalry. And it's because Alex is not white. He has had to fight for everything. He has, like,
okay.
crafted his image. He's had to, like, do all of these things. And Henry just has it. Like,
okay.
And so
okay.
there's this, like, he's like, you have been given everything. How are you not, like, how can you not be just stuck up and full of yourself?
Right.
Like, privileged, right? And mm-hmm. it's like, I fought for everything. I work my ass off. Like, I do so much. Like,
mm-hmm.
and so he, like, that's kind of his thing.
Okay.
Why he kind of built up this thing. this rivalry in his
head. He didn't give up his shot.
Yes, you can make as many Hamilton jokes as
I'm
you want.
I'm going to, don't worry!
But, so, like, and Henry's just kind of has this moment of, oh, like, oh shit, yeah, you're right, huh? like, it's like a really good, like, heart-to-heart kind of moment, and it's, you know, they're kind of like, they don't hate each other after that. They're okay. Just kind of, like, indifferent a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, okay.
So it was a really
good... They're on level playing ground again.
Right. Okay. Pretty much. So when they go to leave, Alex gives Henry his number.
Hey-o.
Because he's like, look, this doesn't end this weekend. We have to pretend to be friends forever now.
Right.
So this is going to make it a lot easier than you trying to go through all of the handlers and everything. Just mm-hmm. text me. Gives him the number. Kay. And Henry's like, okay. Okay, like he's never really had, like, a friend to just give him a number.
Aww,
like
that's really sad, too.
Right?
That's like, really sad.
He has a friend who is fabulous. I love this man. But it's, like, one friend. And right. He's, like, a magnate who, like, does all this charity work, which is super cool. But it's, like, one friend.
Right.
That's who he has.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, it's so sweet. And mm-hmm. they're such cinnamon rolls. Mm-hmm. And they start texting each other randomly.
Okay.
And it starts
who
out.
Who starts it?
Henry starts it.
Really?
Yeah, so it starts with Henry taking a picture from, like, a tabloid and texting it to Alex and saying, like, this looks like you. And, or, like, doesn't this look like you? And, like, something like that. And it's, like, some horrible person. Like, just to fuck with him. And so, like, a couple days later, Alex sees a tabloid that says, like, Henry's illicit baby. Like that kind of tabloid cover. And he takes a picture and he goes, he sends back, he's like, how? We were so careful.
Oh my god, that's so flirty.
Their banter is amazing.
Oh my god,
I'm gonna read some of it here in a second. But so they're like talking and everything, and they start ending up like talking and like texting a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one incident where it's like right before Thanksgiving, where, like, you know, the president pardons a pair of turkeys, right?
Right.
Well, Alex, being a young government boy, is like, wait, it costs how many taxpayer dollars to house these turkeys at this farm? Fuck that. Just put him in my room for the night.
That's... What? So you dumbass!
So he's like, has turkeys, and he's just like texting Henry the entire time going, they're gonna eat me when I go to sleep. I can't sleep tonight.
They're not, like, smart enough, but also they smell so bad. Yeah. Oh, turkeys are so gross.
So he's texting Henry, and, like, Henry's making fun of him, and all of a sudden, Alex, just on a whim, calls Henry, and as soon as Henry picks up, Henry's like, why the hell is he calling me? We've never called before. And as soon as Henry picks up the phone, Alex is like, you know what, you little shit? Says, you can hear it for yourself, and then you can tell me how you would handle this, and, like, holds the phone up to the turkey. And it's like, the first ever phone conversation they have is him being like, you know what, you motherfucker. Great.
Don't you judge me.
So they're just like, the relationship is basically just kind of like developing over these next couple of months. So October, I think, was when the wedding was. So Thanksgiving. And they started like actually calling each other more after mm-hmm. this whole Thanksgiving thing. It's like Alex kind of like broke that barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And like actually talking about shit. And Alex meets Henry's sister, Beatrice, or Bea, who is like so sweet.
Aww.
She loves Henry. Her and Henry are really close. And all this stuff. And then Christmas rolls around. And so I appreciate this. I think this is one of the first times we've had this show up in a book. Alex's parents are divorced. But he has really good relationships with his dad and his mom individually.
Mm-hmm.
But his mom and his dad don't do well together, which is fair.
Yeah.
Like, but they still, like, at Christmas, his dad always comes to the White House and they have, like, a family dinner together.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And so it starts out fine, but his dad and his mom start bickering, and he kind of, like, has this moment where he just explodes at dinner and is like, can you guys not just shut the fuck up for 3 hours? Like, come
right.
on. And then
right.
storms off. And he is sitting there and he's like, I need to talk to someone, and no one else is going to be there because it's Christmas Eve, and Henry.
Right.
So he calls Henry.
Aww.
And they, like, they have, like, so they had called before. This is, like, the first, like, big deep conversation they have.
Aww.
Yeah. So a lot of this is, like, just them talking and the relationship developing over email and text messages, mm-hmm. and it's, like, the cutest thing ever. And
when do they see each other again?
Henry just listens. Yeah. So a couple days after Christmas, there's, like, the White House trio always hold this, like, young correspondents dinner kind of thing for New Year's Eve.
Okay.
And part of this whole agreement of, okay, Alex is going to go to England was Henry's going to come for this.
Yay!
Yeah. So it's like, yeah. So Henry and his friend, who does the whole magnate thing, both show up and they, like, they're having a blast. Everyone is getting just so drunk.
Yes!
So drunk.
It's, oh my God.
It honestly sounds like a hell of a party.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. And at midnight, he's Nora. That's the chick's name. The VP's daughter.
Okay.
Yeah, Nora.
Okay.
Remembered it. So, again, I've kind of, like, explained their relationship where it's like they hooked up once, but she's gay.
Yeah.
And they're just really close friends.
Right.
So at midnight, it's tradition, he jokingly kisses her.
Oh.
And Henry kind of disappears, but Alex is really drunk, so he doesn't pay that much attention until he's like, wait, where's Henry? And so he, like, wanders around and he finds Henry outside in the garden.
Okay.
Just kind of, like, looking at the stars or whatever.
Being
broody.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was scary.
And he's sitting, and they have this, like, moment of Alex is like, hey, what's going on? And he kind of explains it to him and everything. And Henry's like, you really don't understand, do you? And he's like, understand what? He's like, you really don't get it. And he's like, no. And then Henry kisses him. And Alex is like, okay. I'm okay with this. Wait. And then Henry runs away.
Oh, Henry.
And then he's gone the next morning. Like, just gone. Flies back to England.
No, don't run away from your feelings.
He ran away from his feelings. Oh, shit. Okay, hang on, Margie. I gotta go get this. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody. It's Kelly, host of Boobies and Newbies, part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Every episode, I invite a romance reading newbie to read and review their very first romance novel, alongside me, a self-proclaimed romance novel addict. We're talking everything from bisexual pegging. We need more pegging on TV. We need it in books. We need it in real life. We need to talk about it. To the deepest intricacies of relationships. It really is like we're fighting for us.
Yes.
Like let's fight.
That's beautiful.
We cover it all. Find and follow us on social media at Boobies Podcast and catch up on previous episodes on your favorite podcast streaming platform.
Who's that?
Sorry, that was one of my suitors.
All right.
All right. So, scene three.
Okay.
Alex is having an identity crisis.
Yeah.
Alex has this moment of, well, but I'm straight. Well, but sure, I messed around in high school, but who didn't? Wait. Was what I was doing in high school gay? But I'm straight.
It was gay.
If you have to ask, it probably
was gay. Yeah, if you have to ask, yeah.
Yeah, and he just has this moment of, I'm bisexual, huh? I'm okay with this.
Yeah, coming to, like, that realization is always a weird time.
Yeah. So he realizes he's bi, and it's like, the way that it, I'm not going to go super into it, but the way that he kind of, like, comes to that realization is very, as someone who has come to that realization in the past, he, like, specifically makes a note of, like, well, it wasn't, like, the earth shattering open. Like, it just is. Like, it's not some huge revelation. It's just, oh, yeah, like, the world doesn't change.
Right.
It's just what you are.
Right.
Like, so it's very organic. I appreciate that a lot.
Okay.
So he realizes he's bi, but Henry at this point has ghosted him. Is not talking whatsoever.
No.
And he even sees in, like, the tabloids that Henry, like, went on a date with a girl.
Oh,
like,
okay. So is Henry bi too, or is he gay?
Henry is straight gay.
Okay.
Just
it's straight gay?
Straight gay.
That's clear as mud.
Clear as mud. He is very gay.
Okay, he's super gay.
But he's also gay. A good royal. He can't be gay, right?
Sure.
Uh-huh,
as
yep.
if royals have never been gay in the past.
That comes up. So Henry basically ghosted him.
Oh.
But, oh, I'm sorry. I was a little bit wrong. June, his sister, Alex's sister, invited Henry for the young correspondents dinner.
Oh.
The thing that he had to come to for the PR event is later. That's
the
regular
portion
is different. Yeah. So he has to come to the White House.
Ha!
And so Alex is like, all right.
Quarter him.
This is my time. So
this is my time.
So he's sitting there and just like Henry is across the room and he's just like, and he goes to one of the Secret Service agents that is like family kind of right. level that okay. he knows will keep a secret. He's like, hey, I have to talk to Henry alone.
Mm-hmm.
Will you help me? And she's like, okay, I don't want to know. Plausible deniability. But we can get you into this room, but only for a little bit because people are going to go in there after the dinner.
Okay.
And he's like, okay, that'll work.
Perfect.
And I have like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And so he grabs Henry and drags him off into this room. And this
the ten dual commandments.
I would There's say, another one. I would say quite possibly one of the best scenes in this book.
It's the room where it happened. Four.
So he grabs him and drags him into this room and shuts the door and just turns around and corners him and just kisses his face off.
Yeah, the room where it
Alex
happened.
Just tackles him. And Henry's like, what is happening? I'm not going to say no, but what is happening? And basically what it comes down to is they like aggressively make out, almost knock a lamp over. And then Alex like grabs him by his collar and says, tonight you are coming to my room. It's this room in the White House. You're going to come and you're going to have and I'm going to do unspeakable things to you. And if you ever ghost me again, I will fucking kill you.
This is so hot.
So good. And Henry's just like,
okay.
Okay. It's so
cute. Oh my
God.
If someone did that to me, I'd be like,
okay.
Can we do it now?
It's just like, well, I would like to clarify. Both parties are very willing.
Right.
And so that is good.
Right.
And
right.
So, yeah, Henry goes up to Alex's room that night.
Hell yeah.
So he shows up and he's like, Alex is like, did you have trouble finding it? And he's like, no, there was a Secret Service agent that was very helpful.
Ah, love it. Yes. The Secret Service agent is like, yes, be gay in the White House.
This chick is a bro. She's great.
You hear that, Trump?
Dear God. Well, and they get it on.
Hell yeah.
And it's rather good.
Ugh.
So, full disclosure, this was my first gay romance novel that I've ever read.
Mm-hmm.
I was super into it.
Right, I know, yep. Right? You're like, oh, these aren't my genitalia. I'm still into it.
Down for it. It's like, it was real good. And it was just very well written. Like, and it was like, part of it is Alex realizing, like, Henry is nervous about this. I'm probably gonna have to kind of take the lead on some
Hell
of this.
And
like,
yeah.
Even though I'm the one that just found out I was bi. Very cute.
Just like a toddler, everything in your mouth.
Yeah.
That was not, I want to put out there, I stole that joke from a stand-up comedian, Taylor Tomlinson, and she's amazing.
That's fair. But when I'm thinking of blowjobs, my initial thought is not, toddler everything in your mouth.
Well, that's the enthusiasm of sex, of just like she says, she's like, you know, sex is like,
okay.
You just have to approach it with the enthusiasm of a toddler, everything in your mouth.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically like Alex has to admit to Henry, like, hey, I've never actually done this before, so...
Yeah.
Right. Henry's like,
all right,
cool,
let's do it.
And Henry does straight up tell him, like, I am gay. I'm not, like, bisexual
right.
or anything. I'm gay. And he's like,
all right, cool.
And cool. they keep rolling.
All right.
Cue international. No, y'all, it's totally just a bromance between the two of them. Like, literally, like, hey, I'm going to be in Germany for this event. You going to be there? No, but I can be. Like, all of that.
Oh my God, the intrigue.
The intrigue. We also learn a little bit more about Henry's situation.
Okay.
So, B is super cool. B is the only one that knows he's gay.
Okay.
No one else knows he's gay, and he...
That'd be hard.
Yeah. And he just, like, feels like he can't tell anyone.
Right. Well...
Specifically because, so his father died when he was younger.
Okay.
And actually, we learn that part of the reason he was such a dick to Alex was because his dad had just died.
Oh,
and Alex didn't know that, right?
Right, okay.
And so his dad died of cancer, and his mom kind of, like, shut off. So, like, the
okay.
Queen of England is his grandmother. She's still running everything, but his mom is kind of, like, hasn't been active in his life for a long time.
Wow.
And he kind of resents that.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah. And he does not want to be a prince.
Okay, he doesn't want to be a prince.
No,
okay.
He does not want to be in the spotlight. He just wants to, like, have his own life that he can do on his own, like, right. All this stuff. So he, like, he actually envies Alex a lot of, like, you're so comfortable and confident in the spotlight. Like, mm-hmm. I wish I was as confident as you were. Like, right. I really struggle with that.
Right.
God damn, these two are so cute together.
Aww.
Just, like, I want to see if I can find a little snippet of their banter besides the, like, listen here, you little shit thing. Because it's just, like, they're referencing it to each other because both of them are, like, history nerds. And Alex is a huge American history nerd, like, American political history nerd. So he's, like, they end all of their emails with quotes from letters between, like, the founding fathers or kings and queens that are really gay. like just quotes from these letters that's like, yeah, no one can tell us that these, like, leaders were never gay because look at this shit. Like,
it's right, yeah.
So freaking cute. So some of their, like, emails together to each other, like, Alex is emailing to Henry and says, His Royal Highness Prince Henry of whatever. Don't make me learn your actual title. Are you going to be at the Paris fundraiser for rainforest conservation this weekend? Alex, first son of your former colony. And then he responds with, Alex, first son of off-brand England. And signs it with, His Royal Highness Prince Henry of Wales. And then he says, Huge raging headache, Prince Henry of who cares? Like,
I love it.
It's so, well, so goddamn
cute.
Let me
just foresee the future, though, for a second in this book. Can I? So, like, I'm going to hypothetically say, like, the good news about their situation, in a way, is that Alex isn't going to be the whatever. She's not going to be president forever. His mom is not going to be president forever.
Right. So she's in her first term.
Yeah.
Right now. And election cycle is happening right now.
Right.
So they're in, like, this is 2020 in this book.
Ah!
Yeah. But don't worry, because Trump never became president. She did after Obama.
Is that literally what?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh!
But.
We are in the bad place.
We are in the darkest timeline.
We are in the darkest timeline.
But her running mate, like, running opponent is 100%. It's like evil Trump.
Trump is evil!
It's smart evil Trump.
Oh.
Like, politically intelligent Trump.
You better hope that nobody is looking at your emails.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
So, Alex has a really... I forget what exactly happens, but he's having, like, a really tough time with something. And Henry happens to be, like, in here, and Henry just, like, shows up. And he's like, dude, it's cool. Like, he supports him and everything. And...
Bra.
So they go up to the hotel room together, and they get it on, and Henry accidentally kind of forgets to leave at night.
Oh,
and so
no!
Alex's PR lady shows up, and Henry, like, goes into the closet, and yes, they have this moment of, well, this is ironic, and it's, like, hiding, and Alex is talking to his PR lady and everything, and all of a sudden, Henry just falls out of the closet,
oh,
and it's this moment
no.
of... And the woman, like, she just sits there, she stares at Alex, looks at Henry. What the fuck have you done? She's like, I don't care. Did it have to be him? But okay, here's what's gonna happen. He's like, don't tell my mom yet. I wanna tell her. And she's like, okay. But the Democratic National Convention is, like, this weekend, and so I'm not gonna tell her before that, because shit's stressful enough, but as soon as that's done, you are telling her.
Right.
And
yeah.
He's like... Okay, and so cut to him sitting down with his mom, and like, Mom, I'm gay. And she's like, oh, that's, or bye. And she's like, oh, that's so great, I'm so supportive. And like, I love his mom, she's great.
Aww.
And then he's like, and I kind of have met someone. Oh, wonderful. It's Prince Henry. It's who? Oh, God. Okay, give me 5 minutes. And she runs out of the room because when his mom is faced with challenging and, like, oh God, I have to deal with being a mother, like, things, she makes PowerPoint presentations.
Oh my God.
So she goes out and she comes back and she's like, okay, and has a PowerPoint presentation. She's like, I'm sorry, I made it on short notice. Exploring your sexuality. And, like, the titles are like,
The fact that she had time to do that is amazing.
Right. And her, like, titles. There's one. It's like, what is it? It's like Secret Trysts, the Federal Budget, and You.
Oh my God. Okay.
Great.
Go on.
So she like basically tells him, she's like, look, because up until this point, Alex had been given the opportunity to work on her reelection campaign, which is like his dream job.
Right.
To go, Alex's dream is to become the youngest senator in history.
Wow. Okay. So he wants to go into what his mom did.
He does. He wants to do politics. Because his thing is, he wants to do it for the reason it should be done, which is helping people.
Right.
And his mom's like, okay, first things first, I can't have you working on my election campaign. Not because this is a bad thing, but because, like, if anything happens, it will destroy you. She's I have to remove conflicts of interest, especially because it's England.
Right.
Like, can't have that conflict of interest. Second, like, you can do whatever you want as far as telling people, be careful, and don't do it until after the election campaign. And he's like, okay, fair, get it. But, like, she's like, I support you. Like, I totally get it. Right. Go for you. Be careful, please.
Right. Yeah.
That kind of thing. But she's, like, really supportive.
That's awesome.
I know.
That is awesome.
His mom is amazing. Right. That is the first interaction with the mother. Then, every year, Alex's dad has a lake house where they grew up down in Texas, and they go on, like, a family trip to the lake house, and Alex invites Henry.
Aww.
And so Henry goes with them to the lake house, and this is, like, Alex is starting to realize, like, I have the touchy-feelies, the fuzzies, for Henry.
How'd that go?
Henry panics. So they're, like, alone in the lake at night, and, like, hanging out, and Alex starts trying to tell him how he feels, and Henry, like, nope, and just leaves, like, yeets out of there. And he's like, I can't do this. Mm. And ghosts him again.
No! Henry, come on!
I know, our cinnamon roll boy Henry, come on, dude.
Both of them are cinnamon rolls, but, so, like, right now I'm like, definitely more about Alex than I am about Henry.
Well, so Alex, so he's ghosted again, and he's like, oh, hell no. I warned this motherfucker. We're not doing this. So he flies to England overnight and confronts Henry, like, basically, like, makes a scene in front of the palace until he can get in, and is like,
ooh, bad.
And he's like,
yeah, you remember what your mom said about being careful?
Well, he the only person that knows about this is his PR lady had to put it together, basically.
Okay.
So, and the handler, Henry's handler knows about this, but it's the middle of the night, so it's like, it's,
oh, okay, no, so nobody really would have spotted. Right. Okay.
But, so he confronts Henry, and Henry, like, has this moment of, like, but I can't, you know, all this stuff, like, I'm royal, I can't do this, I'm supposed to marry someone, I have to go into, like, the army or whatever, like, this is what's expected of me, and he's like, who fucking cares? Do what you want. And after, like, this conversation, Henry, like, kind of, like, okay, I say we tell people after the election cycle.
Yeah.
Like, they're,
good,
like,
for them.
Right?
Mature decision.
Right? And so, to be fair, at this point, Henry means his family.
Okay.
Not necessarily, like, the world. And he gets a text from his mom that just says, you romantic little shit. I love you. Be careful.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, their family dynamic is so great. So they get back. They're hanging out. Alex is hanging out. They're still texting and everything. And,
Uh-oh.
He sees the tabloid headlines.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Private email servers, yo.
No! I guessed right!
You did. Also, pictures.
Oh, no!
Someone has pictures of them, like, kissing.
Oh, no. Who? What?
Uh-huh.
Someone betrayed them.
Yeah. So,
I think it's the PR lady.
I feel like a bad storyteller because it's not someone that I've mentioned in the story yet.
Oh, no! Okay, well, go on.
So, shit gets leaked, yo.
Okay.
Henry and the crown goes radio silent. There is no media coming in and out of England. Alex cannot text him. Well, Alex has had his phone taken away. He's like, for now, till we get it figured out and figure out who did it. Nora has gone radio silent.
Which one's Nora?
Nora's the data analyst one.
Okay.
Who's like a brilliant data analyst. Like tech wizard. And his mom basically sits him down and is like, his mom's in the middle of a meeting, and the PR lady brings Alex into the room, and she's like, everyone out. I want to talk to my son. And so, like, Alex sits down, and she's like, look at me. Is this forever? He's like, yeah, I think it might be forever. Okay, I support you. Let's come out. Like, she's like, all right, well, I'm going to throw my hand behind you. Who cares that it's an election cycle?
What happened? We can't do anything. We have to just put our best foot forward.
If you want to come out, great. Right. I support you.
Right.
Like, awesome. Well, England still isn't answering anything from the U.S., like, officially or unofficially.
Right.
So his mom is like, you know what? Fuck it. Everyone on the plane. We're going to England and we're going to, like, go and drive to the palace until they let us in.
Oh my god. That is something I have to say would never ever. Everything else in the story, I'm kind of like, all right, I can get behind it. That would never happen. Ever happen.
Oh no, but she goes total mama bear.
Okay.
Like, this is mama bear president of
President Mama Bear.
Of, like, hell, your forever child is going to ghost my child. Like, fuck you. Talk to me. So, shortly before this, actually, like, that morning, before everything got leaked, Henry tried to tell Philip, his brother, who is going to be king, and it did not go well.
Okay.
So Henry already was kind of, like, really on edge.
Okay.
And then this happened. And so Alex is just really worried about Henry.
Right.
He's like, he is, like, does not deal with this level of publicity well.
Right.
This is not good. And their emails got leaked, and they were, like, writing... Henry wants to be a writer.
Mm-hmm.
So he was, like, writing poetry and writing all this stuff, and it's, like... It's so sad.
Yeah.
He's such a sensitive cinnamon roll, and I feel so bad for him. But Alex is legitimately just really, really worried about him. So they go in and they're like, no, we're talking to the queen about this. Like, let us in. And, like, Alex is able to go and actually see Henry. And, like, they kind of, like, together are like, okay, well, this is not how we wanted, but we're gonna stand behind it. Like, we are going to, rather than, like, oh, you know, someone doctored all this stuff and, like, all they, like, try to, like, no, it wasn't us kind of deal. They're like,
right.
No, we're gonna come out together. Like,
right.
You're gay, I'm bi, the world will know.
Yeah, like, it is what it is, yeah.
Right.
Right.
So everyone, and so the next day, they have a meeting with the queen about all this.
Oh, good. I'm sure that's wonderful.
So they go to, Bea was suspiciously absent throughout all this.
Hmm.
So, like, beforehand.
Okay.
So they go to this meeting, Bea is there with their mother.
Oh, dear.
And Bea has sort of, like, had a heart-to-heart with their mom.
Oh.
And this is, like, referenced a little bit beforehand, right. But yeah. She's like, you essentially abandoned your children, and I understand you were really upset, but, like, we've needed you, and look at what just happened, and your son needs you.
Yeah.
And so, like, her mom, or his mom was up all night and, like, comes in the next day, and she's like, all right, we'll get this sorted out. You want to come out? Okay, we're gonna fucking do it. Like, his mom
For once, his mom is there for him.
Yeah, his mom is like, we're gonna fight this.
We're gonna figure it out.
Your grandmother is terrifying and kind of a bitch, so we're gonna fight it.
Yeah.
So they have this meeting, and the queen, like, they do a good job of, like, the level of gravitas of this is the queen.
Okay.
But also, it's still a human.
Right.
Who is very old.
Okay.
And is, like, starting to forget people's names. And, like, I have been told, and I'm too old to understand this, but that videos and photos can be changed. Like, she's trying to be like, someone doctored these. None of these are real.
Oh,
like,
so she's trying to push it under the rug.
Yeah, because it's not proper.
Right.
And it's like,
people have been gay for so long, Grandma.
So long.
Well, people have been gay forever.
And she's, like, trying to deny. She's like, the people of England will not accept this, and, like, will not accept a gay prince, and, like, all of these things. And,
well, I hate to break it to you, Granny, but
so his mom, finally, she's like, all right, well, it would really suck if Parliament knew that the queen was, I don't know,
forgetful?
Forgetting names of important leaders, and just threatens the
mom,
queen!
Suck it!
Yeah. And the queen is, like, trying to, like, ignore all these things, and someone, like, comes in and hands, like, a tabloid, and it's all of these supporters outside of the palace being like, our gay Prince Harry is the best! Or Henry is the best! And they, like, open the window, and there's just a crowd.
Rainbow flag!
Rainbow crowd of people. Aww. And it's like, it is the most wholesome yay humanity moment in a book ever.
See, that really is the good place. We're in the bad fucking place.
I want to live in this place.
The worst timeline. Right.
So, turns out everyone, like, well, not everyone, obviously, like, but, like, people are progressive nowadays. They love Prince Henry and Alex.
Right.
Like, they love them.
Right. It's such a romantic story.
It is. So, Alex becomes, and, like, there's so much poetry. So, like, There's one quote from one of their emails was like talking about like all these gay people in history that everyone just seems to forget about, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex's comment on that is history, huh? And so people like start selling t-shirts that just say history, huh?
I love it. Shit like that. My God.
It's so good.
That's so good.
And so Alex becomes an official royal suitor.
Yes!
Like, they have pictures taken together.
That's so cute.
I stayed up until midnight one night before work just reading this. It's so freaking good. But, but it's still the election cycle.
Right.
So they've had this kind of brief sidetrack in England. Everything's doing okay there. But it's still an election cycle, and they have to go back because the Republican candidate, who's, like, smart Donald Trump, so really evil.
Yay. Awesome.
Has been going on doing the whole, like, you know, threat to our values and, like, all that bullshit. And
you know what? Make America gay again.
Hell yeah. And Nora, like I said, has been totally radio silent. And mm-hmm. Alex has, like, kind of heard about this because he's like, you're, like, my best friend and you are not here mm-hmm. to help me and support me and everything. Right. And so they're back in the White House and Nora just comes bursting in and she's like, guys, I haven't slept in 36 hours, and I just drank 3 Red Bulls, but look what I have.
Ooh.
And she pulls down all of this information of evidence
Ooh.
That someone in the opposing, like, candidates, the Republican candidates, like...
Russia?
Not Russia. But it's actually them talking about, like, conversations saying, that picture's not good enough. I need you to get a better, more clear picture of these two together. And, like, hacking in, like, evidence that it was...
Oh, my God.
That
okay.
This other candidate was having the president's son, like, stalked.
Right.
And, like, all this shit. And she's like, oh, hell yes. And they're like, oh, are you gonna put it on WikiLeaks? No, we're going to the press, baby.
Yeah!
So they publish it to the press. And this is where we find out. So I didn't do a very good job of mentioning this previously. One of Alex's, like... the senator that he really looks up to is a dude who is the first openly gay, like, senator.
Okay.
And this guy ended up turning tail and joining the other person's
party.
Wow. Like, in his running, like, cabinet kind of deal.
Damn.
And Alex was really hurt about this. Like, horrible. Like, confronts him and all this shit. And as soon as this happens, he drops out of their race, because what he did was he turned tail, got all this evidence and leaked it, and then left. No, like, for us.
Oh!
He essentially, like, freaking, what is it? Benedict Arnold kind of deal, where he went in to, like...
To get information.
Yes, and then leaked it to, like, Nora, so that she could figure it out.
So he's actually a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Okay.
And in doing so, he essentially has destroyed
his own career.
His career. But he did that, yeah.
Wow.
But it's a huge, like, shakedown, and everyone is like, what the fuck?
Right.
And they ended up, like, but he's still running for president. Like, he's not dropping out of the race. Mm-hmm. And so they get to the point where it's, like, election night, and they are all, like, they're in Texas, which... Texas, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, it starts to become really close. Like, and it gets down to the point where, like, Texas is the deciding state. And, like, Henry is able to, like, show up. Henry's there too.
Yay!
Because Henry's like, so I'm flying to, like, this place, but they said visibility was really bad or something. I don't know, but we have to land in Houston. Dallas. No concept of your country. Is that close to you? Because they're in, like, I think Austin.
Okay.
It's like, is that close? I was just informed it's not that close. But as soon as he, like, hears what's happening, he's like, get me there. So they drive to Austin. So Henry's there for it. And it ends up, like, for the second time in history, Texas goes blue.
Wow.
And so they win. And it ends with Alex being like, all right, everyone's celebrating. Henry, come here. And they, like, go off, and Alex takes him to his childhood home that's in the city, and they're like, yep, this is happening forever now, and it's the cutest goddamn shit. And Alex has decided that instead of going straight into politics, he is going to go to law school, and start fighting for LGBTQ and marginalized people's
so
rights.
Cool.
And Henry has decided that he is going to So he's been opening up LGBTQ, like, shelters for, like, kids and everything all over the world and stuff with his one friend. Cool. And he's like, I am going to manage the one in Boston. From Boston. So you're going to school in Boston. And they're going to be together forever.
Yay!
And this was the cutest thing ever.
That was really fucking cute.
It was so good.
That was so good.
God, it was so good. I want to see if there's any other, like, I highlighted so much shit in this book. And I want to see if there's any other quotes that I want to read for you. Oh, here's the slides for his mom's PowerPoint. The next slide is titled, Exploring Your Sexuality. Healthy, but does it have to be with the Prince of England? oh, that's it. Federal funding, travel expenses, booty calls, and you. That was the title.
Oh my god! She's amazing! She's amazing.
Love his mom. She's so great. They're like... I just, like, I want to tell everyone about their banter all the time. It's so cute, but you just need to read it. Because it is, like... God,
okay,
it's
so let's get to rating.
So, yeah, so I, like, this book, I was super not sure about it at first, but it is the most, like, adorable. I would honestly put it with one of the best romance novels I've ever read.
Yay!
Like, because it really hits the romance side of it.
Right.
Like, it is, it happens over the course of a year of them coming to this point, and, like, their relationship really develops in a natural, like, banter kind of way, rather than, come with me to my castle, and then maybe if you're, like, trapped there for 3 days, you'll love me forever. It's like, that's not, in my mind, that is not romance. This is romance.
Right.
Because it's actually about the romance. Like, it's, and they're so freaking cute together. And so I came out of it, in this, the dark times, I came out of it with
the darkest timeline.
The warmest fuzzies. And if
I
anyone...
I miss those feelings.
If anyone needs, like, a slight... Usually when I'm reading a book, I go fantasy because I want to escape as far as I can from my reality.
Mm-hmm.
This book was a really good one to, like, just a subtle shift from reality.
Mm-hmm.
And it weirdly gave me really good fuzzies about current reality.
Okay.
Because it gave me those moments of, like, yeah, there's a lot of shitty people and shitty things happening, but there's also all these good things that happen.
Yeah.
And, like, really supportive things happening.
Right.
And it was, like, it was just a really good way to, like, hey, I remember all the good right now.
There's still good in this world, Mr. Frodo, and it's worth fighting for.
I was thinking of Mr. Rogers, look for the helpers.
Yeah.
Like, they're still good, and we support each other, and it just, the fuzzies.
Yeah.
Oh, the fuzzies. So, highly recommend. I'll rate.
Yes.
Alex, 5 out of 5. He's, like, just such an amazing character. He's so well-defined. Like,
yeah.
He has a really good backstory. He has divorced parents, which, hey, child of divorce over here.
Right.
It's pretty great to have that representation. Him realizing he's bi is awesome.
Right.
Because, like, there's this whole thing where, like, he doesn't feel comfortable telling his sister because he's like, once I tell her, it's final. And he just isn't sure. And, like, all this stuff. It's,
I know that feel.
Oh, it's so good.
Right.
Henry is super duper a 5 out of 5 because he, like, starts as, like, this super cold, you can't see his personality at all. And then it's like, no, he just is really uncomfortable in the spotlight.
Right.
And, like, actually has all of this depth and is a poet and, like, all this stuff. And you're like, baby, sweet child. Plot, 5 out of 5. Smut, 5 out of 5. Overall book, 10 out of 10.
Yay! Like,
I am not kidding.
See, the gays do it again. They just do everything better.
I don't know if this could be more gay. I don't know if
it could always be more gay.
It
could always be more gay.
But it has 2 bisexual characters, 2 gay characters, like, multiracial couples. It has...
Rachel. Still not gay enough.
Still not gay.
I want that on a t-shirt. Still not gay enough.
It has B. So B has a scandal in her history, like past history, where she got really into cocaine for a little while.
Oh, and so, I mean, who hasn't?
Right. So it has, like, her coming out of that and, like, that kind of thing. Oh, that was the other thing I really wanted to mention. This book tackles really deep emotional trauma and explains it really well.
Okay.
So, like, Henry has a lot of emotional trauma from his dad dying, because he was, like, 9 when his dad died.
Yeah. I'm gonna guess it was a car wreck?
No, he had cancer.
Oh, okay. Well.
But, so, he is talking, Henry is asleep, Alex is talking to B, and B explains this, like, deep amount of grief that Henry has, and she explains it, I bookmarked it in the book because it's so good. She says, so imagine we're all born with a set of feelings. Some are broader or deeper than others, but for everyone, there's that ground floor, that bottom crust of the pie. That's the maximum depth of feeling you've ever experienced. And then the worst thing happens to you. The very worst thing that could have happened. The thing you had nightmares about as a child, and you thought, it's all right, because that thing will happen to me when I'm older and wiser, and I'll have felt so many feelings that by then, this one worst feeling, the worst possible feeling, won't be so terrible. But it happens when you're young. It happens when your brain isn't even fully done cooking. Mm. When you've barely experienced anything, really. The worst thing is one of the first big things that ever happens to you in your life. It happens to you, and it goes all the way down to the bottom of what you know how to feel, and it rips it open and carves out this chasm down below to make room.
Wow.
And because you were so young, and because it was one of the first big things to happen in your life, you'll always carry it inside you. Every time something terrible happens to you from then on, it doesn't just stop at the bottom, it goes all the way down. Aww. I read that and it was like, I'm shook. Aww. Holy shit.
Right.
Like, aww. It's such a good way of explaining, like, right. emotional trauma. And that's what.
And grief.
Yeah. And like, young Henry grief. Has that. Right. Like, y'all read this book.
Yeah.
Just read it. Read it. It's wonderful. I loved it so much. 10 out of 10.
Love it.
I.
And what else have you been reading?
Oh, girl.
I know. I know. Oh, I already know. But do tell you? Our listeners. Yeah.
So. We have done The Night Circus.
Right.
We've talked about The Night
Circus.
We've talked
about it extensively.
Well, Erin Morgenstern, that author, has a second book called The Starless Sea.
Yes.
Having started reading it again, I would say that I was wrong. The Night Circus is not my favorite book. The Starless Sea is.
Wow.
It is quite possibly one of the most brilliant books ever.
Wow.
Like, so The Night Circus jumps in time between chapters. So, like, you jump around, like, between years. The Starless Sea jumps in stories.
Okay.
So, one chapter is the story. The next chapter is a story from a book within the story. Hmm. And everything is connected. Everything is either an analogy for something else that's happening in the book or, like, true. At some point, you just stop knowing what's real and what's not, and it all meshes.
Hmm.
And it blows your mind. Like, so, well, you know how, like, The Night Circus starts with, the circus arrives without warning,
yeah.
which is such a beautiful, like, opening line. This one starts with the line, there's a pirate in the in a basement. The pirate is a metaphor, but also still a person. So good! Read it. And it's gay as hell.
Yeah. It's gay as hell.
It's gay as hell.
Gay.
It's also gay.
But not gay enough. It's over
no,
gay enough.
It could be very
it
much
could be
more
gayer.
Gay.
But it could be gayer.
It's just beautiful.
Could be gayer.
Always. Yeah, read that too.
Okay.
Read all the books.
Read them
everything.
All. Everything.
Read everything I want you to read. Do it now. Talk to me about it. I need someone else to feel these feelings. Did you enjoy that?
I did.
Will you read it now?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Tell me, and you have to, like, text me as you're reading it.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
Hey, thank y'all for going on that ride with us.
Yeah.
It was so much happier than last time.
Tell us how it could be made more gay.
We want to know.
We want to know.
Honestly.
How you would make it more gay.
I want a shirt that says history, huh?
History, huh? History has its eyes on
At the end, all his Secret Service friends are all wearing those shirts.
They're gay.
Yeah, she's wearing the, like, history, huh? Like, shirts.
Yes!
And they have, like, little rainbow flags. And one of them is gay. And, like, aww. No one knew. And she's like, no, I'm coming out to you guys. I have a wife. They're like, oh, my God.
Aww.
One of them's trans. It's so good.
Yes.
So
okay.
Good. Read it.
Thanks, guys. And thank you to Ayla Nariu for the use of her, for the use
you got
of her
it.
Song.
I believe in you.
Oh, love, off of the album Beheld.
I'm proud of
Yay!
You!
Yay! I got it!
Good,
it's only been 50 episodes! Or no, wait, more 40, than that.
49.
49?
This is 49. Good, because I'm glad you did that. I'm still recovering emotionally.
Okay. Well, and if you guys are sticking around for the
Under the Covers.
The smutty bits and Under the Covers, we will
baby.
See you over there. But
hell yeah.
We will see you guys next time. And I prompt my book next time. It's
another good one?
Well, it's crazy. It's bananas. But
oh,
it
like
was
bananas.
A listener it was a listener recommendation.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
hey, we love you guys.
We love you guys, and we'll see you over at Under the Covers.
Yes, we will.
Bye.